Hey, thanks for tuning into this special podcast as we check out the week in review from Molloy. It's put together by our man, Matty Dow, on the Pots and Pans, who, by the way, puts together some fine work with Tony Martin and Sizzletown. Some new episodes have just dropped as well. You might want to check that out. But let's check out Matty's work. It's our week in review.
We started the week with everyone in the office talking about Russell on maths.
Who bears an uncanny resemblance to the Victorian Premier Dan Andrews. And I thought, okay, you've piqued my interest.
I promise to cherish and hold you as much as my dirt bikes.
You know that laughter? You don't want that. Help me.
Nerilee Meadows joined us with players at the World Golf Championships wearing red shirts in support of Tiger Woods.
Tiger has tweeted, "It is hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts."
I did the same for, I think it was for Craig Parry once, where they all got out and popped a button for Craig.
Nath Velvo dropped by to update us on the return of Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs.
To be honest, I couldn't even name the dog walker, I don't care. And I can't lie, but all I cared about was Miss Asia, one of the French Bulldogs. Right. When this guy gets shot in the chest five times, by the way, Miss Asia got out of there. I don't know if you've seen a French Bulldog. They're not very good at running.
I think I could catch one.
They're the Mick Molloys of dogs.
Tuesday, we were all shocked by the sudden passing of great friend of the show and a giant of the entertainment industry, Michael Gudinski. And Triple M legend and host of TV's Night Moves, Lee Simon, came in to share some memories.
Mate, like all of us, I'm feeling pretty shit right now. There are so many of us who are indebted and in many cases not even realising why we're indebted to Michael.
Correct. Your show, Night Moves.
One afternoon, Michael rang me and said, "I'm going to a meeting at Channel 7.
Yes.
I want you to come along to it as well." They had hours and hours of live concert footage, didn't know what to do with it. Long story short, the following Thursday, a show called Night Moves started.
Night Moves started.
I was the host, and Michael was the executive producer.
Wow. Hang on, so he's the executive producer. How much pressure were you under by a bloke like Gudinski to get his music on?
Relentless. Never ending.
Skyhawk's Red Simons called in to pay tribute.
He didn't miss out on anything along the way.
On or off the field.
The polite thing to do at this point in time is not to ask me to expand on that subject. The first singer we had with the Skyhawks was a guy called Steve Hill. This is how he described Michael.
Yes.
At the first meeting, he would tell you enthusiastically what he wanted you to do. You go away from the meeting. A week later, you're reminding him that he wanted you to do something. 2 weeks later, you're begging him to do it.
And Andy Lee joined us to share one of his earliest memories of Michael.
He was so kind to Hamish and I before we even got a flying, really. Even when we're on Saturday morning shows, he was interested in what we're doing. And I remember him going, "Andy," he always gives you your number really quickly. So suddenly he's on the phone to you before you even know that you're in a position of power. And he's going, "Andy, you've got to get the hoods on. Hilltop hoods. You've got to get them on. Have you heard the hoods? I'll send you the hoods."
Wednesday, Denise Scott joined us from Adelaide, where she's performing as part of the Fringe Festival.
You heard about the Queen Elizabeth statue. Yes, and the Queen zoomed with the South Australian Premier, you know, Prince Philip, going into his third week in hospital. Mm. I have not seen the Queen look that happy. Ever in her life. She was cracking gags on Zoom. She didn't look a day over 80. I'm not kidding.
Japan asked China to stop anal swabbing its visiting citizens for COVID.
Just a little...
It's 3 to 5 centimetres, by the way, the test. That's sort of knuckle.
Okay, Dave,
measuring it out of my finger.
I need you to visualise me. You went 3 times in one day, didn't you? I'm pretty sure you...
I'm back again.
You went doctor shopping.
Producer James brought us news of a space hotel.
Apparently we'll be ready to go by the end of the decade.
Hey, Dave, get the boy ready.
Hang on.
Okay.
I reckon they might have satin sheets. Dave, where were you?
Hang on.
Dave... And dry. I can't put a satin sheets out there without you.
I don't have the boings at my fingertips all the time.
How long have you been on this show?
We received an alarming number of random stolen goods stories from callers.
We stole the H off the first Hungry Jacks in the Northern Territory.
So people were driving past Hungry Jacks, were they?
Mate of mine's a school teacher. Took the kids on a school excursion to the zoo. So one of the kids stole the penguin in his backpack.
Stole the penguin.
Had to turn the bus around off the motorway and return it back to the zoo.
Motel up in Townsville, musos just to go and play there. We decided to knock off Sharon O'Neill's leather pants.
Where were the clothesline.
She had them hanging out the back hair.
First year uni back in the early 90s, one of the guys went into the Queensland University and stole the traffic lights. Somehow managed to rig them up for his toaster, so you don't want to turn the toaster on. And then the lights would all be flashing in his kitchen.
But in a week where the Australian entertainment industry lost a fearless advocate and a true legend of the game, it's only fitting that we wrap things up with a few final memories of the great Michael Gudinski with Jim Jefferies.
It was probably one of the first bigger comedy tours that he'd ever done.
Sure.
Promoters often don't actually sit there and watch it, but he travelled around the country with me. He watched every single set, and he'd give me little notes afterwards and stuff like that. At that stage, I was doing a routine about circumcision, and when my dad came to one of the shows, he goes, "You know what I like about your son? He's circumcised." That was good of you to do that. So it's not on the jokes or the...
And Mick's final Gudinski memory with Andy Lee, who just happened to be on hand.
You and I had a beer with Mike day before New Year's Eve.
That's the last time I saw Michael. With you, me, sitting around having a chat.
Yep.
He was wandering around in the background on the phone going, "I've got Birds of Tokyo! I've got Birds of Tokyo! They're in! Birds of Tokyo, Andy!" That is how I choose to remember him.
And then when he sits back
him.
Down, you go, "Did you get Birds of Tokyo?"
"Yes, I got it."
Michael, hello.
Hello. I suggest you're in Dennis Handler now. He's a multi. You want a whammy? That is an absolute piece of crap.
Joining us next week on the show is Mick, broadcast out of Sydney, Shane Warne, the King of Spin. We've got Lee Sales, Merrick Watts, Nerilee Meadows, Dr. Chris Brown, Jim Jefferies, and a whole lot more. That's next week on Malloy, right here on Triple M.